Good morning, Fort McMurray with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down, check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hello, my name is Sherry Horlock, and I am the AGM here at Mr. Mike's, and I'm a full-time server.
Okay, what does AGM mean?
Assistant General Manager.
Okay, so you're busy.
Yes,
you're
very busy right now, yes.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about Mr. Mike's. How long have you been here?
So I've been here since the opening, since the grand opening. Mike and I have been here, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been great.
And how many years is that now?
5 years. Well, we're going to be 6 years in December.
Yeah. So since you've opened, what has been your favorite menu item?
My favorite menu item, I would say, is the Cajun chicken fettuccine, pomodoro. It's delicious. I love pasta.
Okay.
And our steaks are awesome. I do have a steak once in a while.
All right. Now, with the fettuccine, do you get, like, bread on the side with
It's extra, but I always order the bread with cheese.
There we go.
Toast.
See, I was going to say, I don't care if I'm getting pasta, I need the bread.
Yeah, because you have to dip.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
So you put the cheese on top of that to go with it.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
That is delicious.
All right. Now, as far as the dessert that's here, what's a good dessert?
So I would say this warm, sticky toffee pudding. You can't go wrong with it.
Okay.
Sometimes we have people asking to order a whole case of it to take home.
Nice.
It's very dangerous. But...
Nice. Okay.
Oh, yes.
I like it. I have this game. I used to travel all the time for work, so I was always eating out. And I found that I kept ordering the same thing over and over again. So when I go to restaurants, I let the waiter or the waitress order my food.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
And interesting.
Yeah. I don't have any, I'm not allergic to anything. I can eat anything. And so I say, if you were me right now, what would you order? But don't tell me, I want it to be a surprise. And so you would be a great waitress.
Oh, yes.
Because you would give me a great meal.
I would. I'd make sure how hungry you are first, and then I'd decide from there.
Yeah. Interesting.
We have a lot of good food.
Yeah. So how long have you been here in Fort McMurray?
I've been here since 2013.
Oh, so you've been here for a very long time. So what brought you here originally?
So my boyfriend lives up here, and he has three daughters, and their mother passed away, and they were very young, so I was taking care of them.
Oh.
And then we decided that we might as well merge and come up here with him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. So you made up, so you guys have like a nice family unit.
Nice blended family, yeah.
Yeah. So how are the daughters doing now?
Oh, awesome.
They're almost adults now, I would
say. Yeah, two of them are off on their own, and one's still left at home, and she's just finishing up her education and stuff. And
what do you think she's going to get up to?
I think she's going to be a teacher.
Really?
Yeah.
So there's a great program here at Keanu.
Yes. She's at comp right now being a teacher's aide.
Oh.
So she's going to do some online courses and
nice.
Go further.
Good for her.
She loves it.
She's got a plan in place.
She does.
That's awesome. Hopefully she sticks around at Fort McMurray. We need a lot
I think
of teachers.
So.
Yeah. It'd be good for
she's
you,
She's been
too.
Dabbling on the Suncor site, too, so I'm not sure which way she might do a whole shift.
Okay. What grade is she in?
Oh, she's way out. She's 23.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. So she's just figuring
out. She's not sure if she wants to go the teacher way or she wants to go the Suncor way now that she's in Fort Mac.
Good for her. Well, it's a good thing to think about because, it's
either
time.
Way, it's great. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fort McMurray's a great place for
it
opportunity.
It certainly is. It's a great place to grow your roots. And
So prior to living here, where did you move from?
Ontario.
What part of Ontario?
I lived in Belleville, Ontario.
Where's that? I've never heard of Belleville.
That is in between Toronto and Kingston.
In Interesting.
It's a nice little town.
What's the size of that town?
I think there's about, it's about the size of this town. It's about 80,000 people.
Oh, nice. Because, like, I think most people, myself included, I've spent time in Ontario, and you think Toronto, and you're just like, it's just so massive.
It is crazy.
So yeah. It's nice, like, when you hear about, like, little parts of Ontario that, like...
I'm from, like, the county where all the fresh strawberries and peaches and, oh, it's great.
And so what did, growing up there, what was that like?
Oh, it was great. It's the best place.
Yeah?
Yeah. I had great memories growing up.
So was it, like you said, you have all this farming, so were you doing any type of farming?
No, I was in the city, we're just surrounded by the beautiful farms and the orchards. And
so it's very similar to Fort McMurray in regards to, like, we are a city, but we are...
Yeah, we just have a little more farms there.
Yeah, interesting. So when you moved up here, what was the biggest, like, culture shock for you?
The winter. It was brutal the first winter. I couldn't believe it. It was cold and dry and...
Yeah. Winter is a thing here.
Definitely.
And so is that something that you've, over the time, got accustomed to?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I've been in Ontario during winter, and I don't know where exactly I was, but the snow there was incredible.
It's crazy.
I was at a restaurant, and I kid you not. So, like, we're at Mr. Mike's, right? So I was literally where Save-On Foods is. So I'm at a restaurant, sitting here, and my hotel is where the Save-On Foods is, and it starts to snow, and I'm watching the hockey game, and my waitress comes up with to me and my coworker, and she's like, okay guys, I'm really sorry, but, like, we're gonna have to, like, cut it short. You guys need to leave, like, right away. And I was just like, but I'm not even close to finish my food, like, what's going on? And they're like, yeah, it just started to snow, and, like, we need to shut down, like, everybody needs to leave.
So, oh, like, wow.
All right. So anyway, snowstorm. So I didn't think anything of it. My goodness. Thank God that woman got us out of the store when she got us out of the store. Because I couldn't see from here to there.
Oh, wow.
Like,
yep,
10
that's
minutes
Ontario
later.
For you.
Yeah. And when I woke up in the morning, we drove through a residential area, and you couldn't see the homes. The snow was just like, so if from a car, you're looking up.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. So that's the kind of snow, like,
I'm used to that. Yeah. And it's very damp feeling. Yeah. It's very different than up here.
And so
I'm
when,
just used to that. But
when you're shoveling it though, like,
it's heavy.
It's heavy. So how do you do that on a regular basis? Does everybody have, like, a snow blower or?
Most people do, yes.
Okay. Wild. That's a part of Canada that
my ex-husband has a lawn care and snow care company.
Okay.
So I never had to shovel.
Yeah.
My son would grab the equipment and come and do it.
That's
but
awesome.
It's heavy. Very
yeah.
heavy.
It's so interesting because people think that we're here in Fort McMurray and it does get very cold, and we're just one component of Canada, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's rough and it's tough. But you hear another part of Canada where, like, just because I'm from Fort Mac and I'm up here, I don't even know how to survive with, like, snow like that.
Yeah, it's not typically as cold as it is here.
Right.
That's why we get so much snow.
That's why you get
nice.
So much snow.
If you love winter activities, it's great.
Yeah, like, well, what kind of winter activities do you
do? Like, if you like skiing and tobogganing and snowshoeing.
Yeah.
It's a great place.
Very cool. Well, listen, like, I get people distracted and I get distracted.
That's
we need
good.
To talk about where we are a little bit. So... What draws you to stay working here?
I'm not 100% sure, but I love the atmosphere.
Yeah.
I like the food, I like the drinks, I like the people. We have a lot of regulars. I love the people.
Yeah.
And I love the staff. And Mike DeRocher.
Yeah.
He made this place.
That's right.
He certainly did.
It's cool to hear about the local component as well, because, like, when you're down here and you start looking around, you're just like, there's apartment buildings, there are houses. Everything's so close.
We have a lot of people that come from the apartments after work, just have a beer and a steak before they go home.
Yeah, there we go. Well, listen, we are out of time, but before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Well, I would like to give a shout out to Mike DeRocher for opening this place and doing so great. We miss him around here. He hasn't been working with us for a while, but let me tell you, we really miss this man.
There we go.
Yeah, he is awesome. So come on down to Mr. Mike's.
There we go. Well, for McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace. There we
Thank
go.
Thank you, my dear. That Thank was awesome.
You. Yeah, it was great. Yeah, where you're from is...
Hi, everyone. It's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.